I thank the distinguished representative of the U.S. For the replies he has provided to the queries put by the delegation of China, and you can see that how comprehensive they are and the seriousness with those with which those matters are being taken up. The floor remains open. I see that the representative of the Geneva Graduate Institute has asked for the floor. You have the floor, sir. Sorry, we're not able to see your nameplate from here.
Thank you. Thank you very much for this great chance for being speech, and thank you for the great leadership of the chair that has been leading forward this discussion. First of all, I would like to say we really appreciate the two-tier approach. Which are those challenges to be addressed, for those to be considered over this kind of weaponry over AWS. However, I would like to say point out that is this approach and all this should be comes with the frameworks of the international law. So some delegates has pointed out the roadmap. For the protocols to AWS, this should be reconsidered in a way that I believe that a new protocol over this should be considered as whether this AWS has this kind of human should maintain full human control over it, as the AWS might not be has the subordinate of these of humans, because they are just should. Whenever any protocols or whenever approaches should be discussed, it should be remain the perspective that the AWS should be the should be a weapons rather than a subordinate to it. And what need to be reconsidered also, like saying some delegates has pointed out the before me is the new definitions, the old definitions regarding the autonomous weaponry systems. These, however, I would like to say is like these definitions should be more concise and needs to be pointed out in a more, more international way of discussing and approaching for it. So, in overall, all this discussion today, I was like saying with the CCW and GGE would be really encouraged to. Consider this in the existing legal framework, rather than consider this separately as a special weaponry special weapons. So therefore, I'm looking forward to the meetings to happen in May, and I'm really appreciate again for this great leadership has been done. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished representative of the Geneva Graduate Institute for his statement and the kind words addressed to the chair. Floor remains open.